Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
The Renaissance has arrived and everybody is talking Bee. Ice Spice is our brand new cover star. Ed Sheeran breaks down his trial strategy and we tell you what to expect at the ACM Awards and kick it with Ava Luna. It's Thursday, May 11th, and welcome to Billboard News. I'm Tetris, and let's get into today's top story. Beyoncé kicked off her Renaissance World Tour in Sweden last night, and we gotta talk about it. Beyoncé performed a three-hour set at her first show in Stockholm, comprised of 40 songs. Noticeably missing from the set list, Single Ladies, If I Were a Boy, and Halo. But she did sample my girl Britney with a little Toxic. I won't spoil too much of the show. You can see all the videos online for that. But Bee did post a highlight reel showing the high-tech extravaganza. I mean, she brought out a giant mirror ball covered horse. Hey, Renee. Oh yeah, and she flew across the crowd on a horse and solo a la Donna Summer. See you in September, Bee. And from a queen to a princess, let's check out our new cover star.
I did manifest being successful. I would always like be on Google as a kid and shit, looking up how to be rich and shit, and like careers that pay the most. So like growing up, I was like, okay, should I be a doctor? Or should I be a lawyer? You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to make a lot of money, but I just love music. So I guess that's how it just fell into place. I love the Princess label. Okay. I feel like I let the fans pick that one because I didn't like claim her until I saw like all my supporters being like, she's the people's princess, she's Princess Diana. At first I was confused. I was like, Princess Diana, like out of everybody, but I was like, fuck it. Like she's iconic, so. Yeah, Prince Diana it is.
Nowadays I be ducking them cameras and they hype that I'm up on them banners. Calling my phone but they know I don't answer. In the hood I'm like Princess Diana.
I've been a fan of Nicki my whole life.
I just know that I be on my flight girl shit. I flight girl pop up and I flight girl dip.
I feel like I was always manifesting like working with her and meeting her one day and stuff like that. So, you know, I guess it's just perfect timing.
I feel like I need to meet Ice Spice, but I also need to hang out with Ed Sheeran because he could teach me some things about music.
This is my like livelihood and this is the thing that I've worked my entire life to do, and have to have someone like disbelieve it and diminish it and just say that you've stolen it. I really felt like I had to take a stand and go to it.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
Ed Sheeran spoke out saying he felt he had to take the stand during his copyright trial when he stopped by the Howard Stern show on Wednesday. The singer-songwriter showed the radio host the mix of songs he played for the jury, all using similar chord progressions he was accused of stealing.
And there's, have I told you lately that I loved you? People get ready, there's a train coming, looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby, and she breaks just like.
Ed said there was 101 songs they found with similar chord sequences going back as far as the 1700s. He ultimately won his case and doubled down, saying if he lost, he would have quit music.
I really honestly think I probably would have done because it just takes the joy out of it.
And we're happy to hear Ed is not going anywhere, and he recently released a track which completes his Mathematics theme series and is currently on his Mathematics tour. Now let's talk to one of Billboard's best about what's going down in country. Country stars descend on Dallas tonight for the Academy of Country Music Awards. Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton take the stage together to host one of country music's biggest nights. Billboard's executive editor for Nashville, Melinda Newman, fills us in on what to expect.
One of the biggest things people are looking forward to for tonight at the Academy of Country Music Awards is Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks are co-hosting. Dolly has hosted before, but Garth has never hosted an award show. So you have arguably two of the biggest stars in the world hosting this event together. And they're longtime friends, so it should be very fun to see how they interact with each other.
Are you ready for a big night?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Be honest, first time and all.
Oh, don't be nervous. I'm gonna be right here with you.
Morgan Wallen had to pull out of performing due to vocal issues. But who are some of the big performers we're expecting to see tonight?
The good news is the show was so packed full with performances that they're not even scrambling to replace him. Earlier today, they announced that Ed Sheeran will be performing. So it will be Ed's first performance since he won his landmark court case. And then there are also a number of performances that people are looking forward to, including some collaborations like Carly Pierce and Trisha Yearwood. Ashley McBride has got a whole bunch of people performing with her. Luke Combs is performing. You have artists who aren't nominated showing up and performing just because it's gonna be a great evening.
Entertainer of the Year is the ACM's biggest award. Is there a clear front runner in that category?
And this year, the ACM's expanded it from 5 nominees to 7. But it's a really tough slate. Even with the expansion, it's hard to figure out who's gonna go home. But Jessica Nicholson, my colleague at Billboard, predicted Luke Combs will win.
Thanks, Melinda, and good luck to all the nominees. Now, I'm always down to learn some new slang, and today, I'm getting it from Eva Luna.
Hi, my name is Eva Luna, and my favorite Venezuelan slang is cayendo y corriendo, como la iguana. I don't know why I love it. It's just like, it means like, we're doing this fast. Like, we gotta, you know? We get there and we do our thing, we leave. I love it. My mom always says it like, okay, let's go, cayendo y corriendo. Another word that I love is gonchale, which in Argentina might be a little weird, but I just say it for everything. It's like, gonchale, oh man, like, dang it. And that was my favorite Venezuelan slang.
That's the show. Come back tomorrow for our tour stop within Hyphen, plus all your new music. This is Billboard News.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.